Chapter 37. Carrie slept restlessly, fitfully, turning from one side to the other, even though she had taken the Vicodin to kill the pain and knock herself out. The drug didn't seem to reach her subconscious. It couldn't shut out the disturbing images, the dark dreams that rolled through her mind like thunderstorms, violent dreams of being chased, of being caught, of being helpless. Neither would the drugs allow her to come fully awake to escape the nightmares that seemed so real. Her heart was beating so fast it felt like a small bird trapped behind her ribs, desperately trying to get out. She was being chased through the dark by a man, running as fast as she could, but her legs were weakening. She was losing speed. He was gaining ground. She could hear him breathing, hard. She cried out as his hand took hold of her arm. She struggled to pull away, but couldn't. As he pulled her back toward him, she felt he was pulling her into another dimension. And then she realized that he was. She was being pulled out of her nightmare and into a terrible reality. Kicking and flailing, Carrie tried to pull free and lunge across the bed, but her legs tangled in the sheets, and she couldn't get free of them. She tried to scream, but didn't know if the sound ever escaped her mouth. Then, two hands were on her, yanking her backward. She was helpless to stop it from happening. Tears were coming now, broken sobs, born of terror. A forearm came across her throat and started to choke her, hard. She kicked backward. She tried to dig her fingernails into the arm that was crushing her throat. But there was a shirt sleeve preventing any real damage. Nothing she did made any difference. Panicking, she choked, tried to get air, and couldn't. Her vision began to fade. She thought of Lucy. Then everything faded to black.